Why do we wake up in the morning? Why are we choosing the business? Why are we choosing to be in relationship with anything or anyone? It's truly of service of you, or there's a deeper purpose behind it.
I think that we don't know where the world is going or what's going to happen, but I feel like I want to know at the end of my life that I acted on every impulse and idea that felt like it wanted to be acted upon.
Ultimately, what we came here to do is to create. And I think as women, it's so hard not to create. I tried to not create. It taught me how to be present with what's in front of me, but it also felt like I was depressed because I wasn't creating anything.
I sent Corinne a talk on the guy from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, who's kind of a dick, I'm not gonna lie, but he had some good points. And you know, he said a lot of people, one, will never try to be an entrepreneur. Like, they'll have these ideas and they'll just never try. He did also say women are the most successful at achieving their goals that they make within their businesses.
We need to listen to our ideas and don't talk yourself out of your idea,
because it'll go to someone else. I mean, I think ideas are downloads, like they're received, so someone else will receive.
The mind is so good at talking yourself out of your idea. Like, you don't know who you're going to become through the idea, and that's the gift.
Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We're your hosts, Corinna
and Samantha.
And this is a show where we're inviting you into your fullest expression in life, love, and business.
Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to Unstructured, the mini series Corinna and I created to get raw, get real, and really talk about the topics that are on our hearts presently.
Mm-hmm. We are dropping this the last week of every single month. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun because it gives us permission to just be fully expressed and what's real. One question that I've been asking myself a lot, and I think we ask ourselves a lot this question all the time, is like, why am I doing this?
Why are we doing any of this?
Not really coming from a place of like, I don't want to participate in the world, but mainly because, like, you guys know that, like, I'm in corporate still. I've been building my businesses on the side. I have this desire to create all these ideas. And I asked myself, like, I could just double down on corporate and, you know, climb the corporate ladder and just mm-hmm. become the best at that. But there is this part of me that knows deep down that Fully Expressed is bigger than me. And it's so hard for me to, like, not want to do that. And I asked myself, and, like, this is something that I've been thinking about more, is like, how important is it for us to have a deeper why, but like a sense of purpose? Because in moments where you're like, I'm working on the weekends, I'm up late at night, I'm so stressed, there's so many things that we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. Funds are tight. We're still trying to figure it out how to monetize the show. Like, why am I asking that of myself to work through those things?
Why are we still here on a Sunday recording this episode?
When we could be outside at the beach and enjoying life in all these other ways. And, you know, I think that question comes up so much more of, like, not necessarily like a challenge to take me off the vision, mm-hmm. but just a remembrance of my purpose in the vision. And I think God and creator, and ultimately what we came here to do, is to create. And I think as women, it's so hard not to create. Mm-hmm. I tried to not create. And in a lot of ways, it gave me a lot of presence. It taught me how to be present with what's in front of me. But it also felt like I was depressed because I wasn't creating anything, you know?
So when you were just doing corporate.
Yeah. Or like, I was in, like, during my burnout, I'm not going to, like, push myself. I'm not going to push my capacity. I'm just going to, like, be in my soft girl era, which was nice, but it's so much more fulfilling to move through the creation of something mm-hmm. than to not create. And I just feel like I'm never going to give that up. I mean, we have so many business ideas.
It's true.
We want another one. We want to potentially launch another one this year. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But there's, like, this internal, like, that is the way.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I think, I mean, one, I feel like I was, I don't know. I just sometimes feel like I was born to be an entrepreneur, but maybe also because I had a lot of trauma. I can, like, sustain challenging things. I can hold a lot of emotional turmoil. But I also think that I like waking up with a sense of purpose, and I like waking up with a reason that feels bigger than me. And I think that we don't know where the world is going or what's going to happen, but I feel like I want to know at the end of my life that I acted on every impulse and idea that felt like it wanted to be acted upon.
Same.
And I don't want to look back and think I regretted not trying something or not putting the full effort in, or It's interesting because I told you I was listening to that talk with – I sent Corinne a talk on the guy from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, who's kind of a dick, I'm not going to lie. But he had some good points. And, you know, he said a lot of people, one, will never try to be an entrepreneur. Like they'll have these ideas and they'll just never try. And the other part – he did also, I told you this, say women are the most successful at achieving their goals and reaching – like hitting their – the goals that they make within their businesses, but also that it really had to do with your level of being willing to take risk and fail. And I think I get off sometimes in like knowing that some things could fail. I don't know.
What do you mean? Tell me more about that. That's new. I never heard you say that line.
I've been thinking about it a lot since I listened to him say that, but I think about like, what's my risk tolerance? I think when I first started working for myself, you know, it's very different now. I'm selling a product or I'm like making a product for someone. But even when I never really thought of myself as risk, what would be the word, risk tolerant?
Tolerant,
like able to take risk. Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually been, I think when I was young, I was risk adverse probably. Like I was afraid of a lot of things. But then I think about like in my 20s, I was jumping off cliffs and like doing crazy shit that I probably would never do now. And I think when it comes to business, I mean, when I started teaching Pilates and that was how I transitioned out of the film industry. And I was working for two people and I just remember thinking like, I'm making $25 an hour. Like, fuck this. Like I could make way more than this if I just went out on my own. And so I just did. I was just like, yep, okay, I'm going to give it 3 more months. I'm going to build up some clients and I'm just going to like take off and I trust that the clients will come. And they did. And I gained more clients. And I just think about that because I remember specifically going to this Pilates class because I like to go see what other teachers were teaching. And she asked me what I did because she's like, wow, you're really good at Pilates. I'm like, oh, I'm a teacher. And she goes, oh, where do you teach? I said, actually, I only teach privates in Brentwood. And she goes, whoa, how did you get into that? What do you mean? Like, da, 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 da. And I guess at that moment, like looking back, I never really thought that that was actually like a risk to just go out and be like, you're going to be, here you go, like figure it out. And I think that because I've just done that more and more, I've gotten more comfortable taking bigger risks. And I also think it's like speaking back to what you're saying about choosing to like want to show up for something bigger. I also think that like the only way to find true success in something is to like continue to go through the motions every day, like to continue to put in the work. And I think that because we live in a time right now with such instant gratification and we see the end result, like we've talked about this before, but like you see the end result of where someone was, like they don't really like share the messy middle or the years they spent grinding weekends and nights and, you know, on their off time and figuring out. And so I think that's an inevitable part of business. It's just like that's why I honestly think that's why a lot of people fail because they don't actually want to put in
the work. Yeah. And I don't think people really realize how much goes into the work.
And how much work it is.
How much work it really is. Like there is so much detail. Like if you really commit to it and you have this like figure it out mindset, you're going to run into block after block after block. And I think that's a part of entrepreneurship is just really good at solving blocks and getting super creative with the blocks. Like,
yeah,
it's not a no. It's just, I'm going to find another yes. It's just in a different way and it's going to look differently. And I think.
And the hard part too is when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's not just physical blocks, it's mental blocks. Like, I think the mental blocks are actually bigger than the physical blocks half the time.
For sure. I mean, a little bit of both. Like, I think one, you could be physically exhausted and you don't want to fucking do it. Like,
That's also happened.
You know, where I'm like, I literally am so tired. Like, why am I waking up in the morning to do the thing? Like, why am I like doing it? And it's because through that I find it. And that's where I come back to this like bigger question that David Guillaume has said, like, so much our souls want to earn things. Like they came here to learn. Like that's how you evolve, is through the action of something. And I think entrepreneurship, or me having two businesses, us having two businesses, like you find yourself so much in that. And I like learn, like I see like entrepreneurs that have like 5-10 companies, like June, for example. I'm like, how incredible his capacity is. Like insane, the level of capacity that he has to receive, but also the capacity that he has to show up for these things and his capacity to be in risk. Like he's just expanded to hold so much more in their window of tolerance. And that's like what I think my North Star is like here on this earth is really to learn, like, how can I hold all that I desire?
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately why I come back to, like, this is why I'm meant to do corporate and fully expressed, or corporate fully expressed and another business feature, or whatever that looks like. It's like, mm-hmm. my soul came to learn to experience. Mm-hmm. It didn't come here to simply sit cozy on the couch and stay at home, which I also want that as well. So, like, I also truly believe that, like, once I have a baby and I'm married and we have a family, like, I want to have the capacity to hold all of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I hold on to, versus listening to the self-doubt of, like, should I really be doing this? Or, like, yeah. is this really worth it? Of course it is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
And that's a gift, I think. I mean, you're obviously still working for someone, like, for a company, but, like, that is the gift of entrepreneurship. Like, I have days where I wake up. I mean, I wake up early most days, but there's definitely mornings, like, I go to Pilates, or I go meet a friend in the middle of the afternoon for a walk, and that's the gift that entrepreneurship gives you. And I feel like I would not trade that. But then I'm working at 8 o'clock at night, or, you know, I have to go do something else. I have to run downtown, but it's worth it to me because I enjoy the freedom that it provides me. And that's something Kevin O'Leary said too, was like, people, he was asked, like, why do people want to be entrepreneurs? And he was like, they crave freedom. Like, it is the ultimate freedom. But you don't realize, like, yeah, you're, I mean, unless you get to maybe, and it's interesting because he's super, I mean, he's a multi-millionaire. He's still working. He was, like, doing a business deal before he got on the podcast. So there's obviously, like, a deeper drive, because if he didn't want to work, he wouldn't have to. Like, his portfolio is... it's doing good, you know? So I think it's that part of you that you're speaking to, of, like, this desire to create and make a mark in some way on the world. And, like, you can tell he's very blunt, but he has a passion for really, like, sharing knowledge and helping mm-hmm. people and wanting to, like, expand. Mm-hmm. And I think what it's rooted in spirituality, which I can't speak to him fully because I don't know his beliefs, but, like, he didn't share any of that. But I think when it's rooted in spirituality, it's even more powerful.
Mm-hmm. It goes down to your ultimate, like, your purpose, like what you said. Because yeah. I think you can access purpose in corporate. I think you can access purpose in your own business. I think you can access purpose in so many life. But, like, really asking yourself the question, like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. And I think it's also the thing that's going to get you over the hump to starting the business mm-hmm. or to starting the thing. Like, when I think about Fully Expressed, like, how can we not have this show?
Yeah.
How can
we've
we
had
not,
so many amazing conversations and people.
How can we not impact, especially, like, we were just talking about with Jen, like, our world is crumbling. So, like, mm-hmm. everything that you do is precious.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Like, and, like, I get emotional thinking about that. Like, literally everything that we do is precious. Our life mm-hmm. is, like, this small.
Mm-hmm.
We only have this much in our lifetime. So, mm-hmm. like, what are we doing spending it on the, you know, doing nothing to an extent, you know?
Yeah.
Or we're not working on the emotional, mm-hmm. what did Jen call it? Your emotional... productivity,
oh, productivity,
or, like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
your emotional
yeah.
world. Like, why are we not?
Why wouldn't you want to know yourself yeah. more intimately and
yeah,
show
exactly.
up? And like, know, I think it's like, don't you want to know what you're capable of?
Yeah.
That's the part I think back is, like, I think at the end of my life, I want to look back and be like, I showed all of myself. Like, I came with all of it and I didn't leave anything on the table. And that does not mean, like, in 2020, like, I did not work very much. Like, I lost a lot of my clients. I moved from LA. I had that time where I didn't, and don't get me wrong, there were moments of it that were great. I loved waking up, I loved sleeping in, going for walks, drinking wine at night, like, hanging out, not really doing a lot, but I had no mission and drive. I felt so lost. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, what am I wanting to contribute to the world? Like, I know I'm capable of more than this. Mm-hmm. And I think that question alone, like, led me to jewelry, led me to, like, these other parts of myself. But I think that more and more now that I see how finite everything is, I'm like, what am I capable of? Like, I want to see how big I can be, how far I can take it, and how much I can just, like, support other people. Like, that's why we do this, to support other women, mm-hmm. to, like, really show people and, like, help them be their best self.
Mm-hmm. And then I also think, like, you're talking about business, but, like, life. Like, last night we hosted friends over for dinner after, like, a full day.
Yeah.
I was like, why are we doing this? And Nick and I are like, always, like, it's always a lot to host, mm-hmm. but the connection, having everyone in the room, like, everyone building relationships, let's play games and having that memory mm-hmm. is so valuable. So it goes back to, like, what is my purpose? What's my intention to show up for these things? Mm-hmm. We knew that we were recording all day today, but mm-hmm. was I not going to have something last night to
know.
Like, hang out with friends? Because that yeah. was still so important.
Yeah. And then as we were sitting at the table, we're like, oh shit, it's spring forward.
We're losing
all
an hour.
Sleep.
But I want to get out. I almost like want to highlight, because I think at one point in my journey, I got into this place of like, oh, I can prevent these things, mm-hmm. or like I can choose. Like, yes, I totally believe that we should be intentional with our time. Mm-hmm. But I'm also seeing the benefit of creating memories, of creating mm-hmm. the business, of creating these things. It's like, that's what it is all about.
Yeah, we're like, when we get to the place we want to be and know we will be, like, we're going to look back and be like, wow, what a gift that part was. Like, what a beautiful journey we got to take together. I even think about what Kelsey, so our other friend Kelsey, who's pregnant, she announced it, so we could say, but she shared that one of the biggest realizations, I don't think you were sitting with us when she said this, but she was like, one of the biggest realizations that she's had as a new mom, a first-time mom, was that there's all these like a sharp pain in your gut or this cramp, or she had SI pain for the first time ever after, you know, never having it. And she said that trust that she's building in herself that it's temporary and like it went away after a week and she was fine. She's like, but I would have been bedridden from, you know, and she was saying how she felt like if she had been more, you know, oh my gosh, what is this? And really stressed about it, it could take her to the doctor every visit, you know, because there's like a sharp pain every other day. And so I think about that in business too. And like, again, risk tolerance or just your tolerance of what you can hold, but that it's worth it in the end. Like, she's growing a baby, what a gift, but you're going to have these pains along the way. And having a business is the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that I do believe if you just keep taking steps every day and you just keep putting in the work, it will happen. Like, it will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like this expanded version of yourself that you get access to. And it is also like, it's allowed to evolve as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I also think about like, is Fully Express forever? You know, I ask myself those questions and like, my Fully Express is right now. And yeah. I think you always need to think about the vision today and the vision that it is, and then also open yourself up to more. Like, Nick and I have been talking so much about like potentially another business together, potentially. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he asked me, he was like, is it a coaching business? And I was like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. And it's like planting the seeds of like, there's so much more in this world to create. Going back to that whiteboard, like, it doesn't have to be what you know either.
Yeah.
And that has just like kind of like zoomed me out into like, holy cow, we have so much that we can create from.
Yeah.
And how fun that we can do that. And I'm choosing that.
Yeah. And I think too, in entrepreneurship, just trusting the process. Like, when I first started jewelry, I thought I was going to have a collection and I was going to be someone who just made a bunch of jewelry. And like, it was all my ideas. And then I just started getting commissions and then it just kept growing and growing. And now, full circle, 6 years later, I'm starting to drop a collection again on my own terms, on my own time, in a way that feels aligned for where I am and what I want to represent. So I also think letting the evolution happen, like letting maybe our other idea takes off and that's the business and that's actually what it was meant to be all along.
And we still get to do this.
Yeah. I mean, you just don't know. That's why I think, one, to your like bringing it full circle, like really having your reason, like your deeper why, like my deeper why to wake up has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with like proving and challenging myself to like show up every day to the full capacity mm-hmm. and really like serving, being of service mm-hmm. in whatever that looks like that day. Mm-hmm. And maybe being of service sometimes is going to the beach and relaxing, or it is having absolutely. A baby or being a mom. It's like, you know, we don't work 24/7 every single day, every week. But I think it is understanding that you're serving a deeper why. And so you want to work on the weekends. Like, you want to show up for those things.
Mm-hmm. I love that you use the word serving, because like the thing that I was like hearing when you were saying this was like, your business is serving you. Your relationships are serving you. Mm-hmm. The ideas that you have are serving you. And like, even though I think that's the other thing that I want to come back to in those moments of like, why am I doing this? It's like, because this is of service of me. Mm-hmm. Like, not only is it teaching me? Is it expanding me? Is it growing me? But it's leading me to the next thing. Mm-hmm. It's a part of my journey. So why not experience it?
Mm-hmm. And maybe for you, because still being in corporate, like it's preparing you for the expansion that's necessary to hold everything that is entailed when you go out fully on your own.
Totally.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you're also – and also, I think you bring so much to your – like, obviously, I know you intimately. Like, you bring so much to your job and so much to the people you work with. That role maybe just isn't quite complete yet, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're still serving a purpose for them. Mm-hmm. You're still holding a space that they're needed mm-hmm. or that they need from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I think. And I know this is not supposed to, like, us teaching, but, like, I think the ultimate thing in this is,
we can't help it, you guys, okay? We're just
trying to not be teachers. But we do talk like this.
Yeah, this is just how we talk to each other. We're teaching each other.
We're talking in the car all the time. But
you're getting a low-key,
like, sweating in this.
I know, it's so hot. My legs are sweating together right now. We're in a front room, and if you're not watching the video, and the sun is blasting in, it's a Sunday, and it's 80 degrees outside in March.
In March. Like, it's supposed to be raining this month.
Yeah.
Is like trusting that it's one. I just want to say, like, why do we wake up in the morning? Why are we choosing the business? Why are we choosing to be in relationship with anything or anyone? It's truly of service of you, or there's a deeper purpose behind it. And like trusting that and knowing that, because, you know, we can all have midlife crises and be like, I want to do nothing now. And I'm going to go do this and do that, or nothing ever matters. But long story short, like, it does. Like, it's there's not only are you choosing purpose, but it's being purposeful to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think of the epidemic that happens when people retire and they have, I see it in my own parents. Like, there's this lack of purpose. Like, my mom has worked since she was, I don't know, 14, and she's now 76. And she's still working. Bless her soul. She's a wild woman, but she wants to quit. A huge part of her wants to quit. I mean, she's wanted to quit for 10 years, you guys. But there's a fear that you see, like, of what am I going to do? You know, like, what am I without this? And that's the other thing I would say is I do think it's, I mean, one, when you're an entrepreneur of a business you love and something you love to do, because there's also, you could own a boring business. You could own a laundromat, which is great. I'm open to that idea, but.
Well, you'll find yourself in that idea.
Yeah, totally.
This is why the other thing I've been like thinking about, like, it doesn't have to be like self-help-ish.
No.
To like be serving. Does that make sense?
Well, like, I'm making jewelry. That's not really self-help.
I mean, in a lot of ways, you're bringing like beautiful pieces.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Like, I would own a laundromat. Those places make some good money.
When we say purpose, yeah. It doesn't have to be like
your job or money.
It could be like, or it doesn't have to, like, how do I say this? You just said like a laundromat. Like, why would you host a laundromat? Because it's a great financial investment. Mm-hmm. There's also so many lessons that you're going to learn from owning a laundromat. Like, who wakes up in the morning being like, you know what? The laundromat is the thing that I want to do for the rest of my life.
And then maybe you end up writing a book about owning a laundromat and the lessons you learned from the people you met at a laundromat.
Exactly. You know, like, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I just made relationships with the community.
Yeah.
I found my next business partner.
I mean, we would make the best laundromat ever, let's be honest.
We would. It would be very nice and it'd be very luxurious. It would be, beautiful. And people would love their laundry experience because laundromats are awful.
They are the worst. Why are they the worst?
They're terrible. And, you know, they're going to be super clean.
At least have
anyways,
a little color.
Like, my idea that was like, you will, there's purpose in that, right? Like,
yeah, totally.
If you really care that the laundromat's not just making you more money, but you care about the people that you're employing, the people that are coming in from the community, that you're creating an incredible experience. Like, we're in this place right now in our lifetime where things. We need the higher level awareness of, like, this. There's more to this than just the external
validation
image of that.
Yeah, and what you get. And that's what I was bringing back to my mom is, like, I try to tell her, like, take up art or take a cooking class. Like, try something so out of your realm that you've never done because you don't need to make money anymore. It's not about money. It's about, like, why wake up because you want to. What would that be?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to get you up in the day?
Mm-hmm. You don't really realize it's important until you get faced with it. I think that's the other thing that I, like, want to get ahead of. Like, if you're in this place where you are doing the thing and you're placing the idea and you're, like, second-guessing yourself a little bit or whatever, like, don't let yourself get to the place where, like, you are in that place, like, your mom. Or, like, I think about my parents and, like, my mom and, like, my dad's still working and, like, my mom has purpose in all these other ways. But I'm, like, we need to listen to our ideas is what I'm like trying to like and don't talk yourself out of your idea
because it'll go to someone else. I think ideas are downloads for like sure received, and so someone else will receive.
The mind is so good at talking yourself out of your idea, like see your idea through. Like, you don't know who you're going to become through the idea, and that's the gift ultimately that I think about the most is like, who am I becoming in this?
And I think that is why so many people have so many ideas but never act on them. I mean, there's multiple reasons for that. But one of them, I think, is the fear of like the process of what it entails.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you have the idea, you have it for a reason, like trust that. Follow that through because I don't think God would give you that idea if it wasn't meant to be channeled outwardly.
Exactly. And like, it's through the idea, like, if you want to receive everything that you want, you got to expand your capacity to receive it. Like, it's just, it's there. It's in the action and the expression. It's through the working through the blocks.
Yeah.
It's in the.
And listen, guys, like, I've had $0, like $10 in my bank account at like in the past and been like, oh shit, how am I paying the rent? You know, like, I think that's just part of the risk tolerance, right? There's people that lose millions of dollars, their business fails, they start another one, but they're not attached to the outcome. Like, I always just trusted that I would be cared for. Like, the money would come in whatever capacity, whether it was Austin helping me or it was like, most of the time, whenever that's happened in the past, like, I would get a client or they'd be like, hey, I want to buy a package from you. Like, let me buy this package. So I think also just getting comfortable with not being attached to any of that, you know? And I think this time around when I did my jewelry after experiencing all of that, like, it was a deeper why. So it didn't matter. It wasn't even about the money. Whereas like in my 20s, I was like, I wanted money, you know? And it was more, yes, I was being of service, but I think I thought I wanted more money. And but now I feel
ultimately
like
it is the big thing that we all start off for. Like, yeah, right? For like, sure. You want to survive.
Yeah.
It is money. Like,
I mean, it did not feel good to have $100 in my bank account at times.
That's very, your nervous system was probably really shot. And you're like, how am I going to make money really quick?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think we're just talking to people that have this idea, have been doing multiple ideas, and mm-hmm. you are just being asked to listen to the idea.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think letting go of the timeline, like, we've really allowed this business to unfold and it's shifted and it's changed. And, you know, it's like a heartbeat. It's just gone up and down and all around. And I think we've let go of thinking, oh, it should be XYZ by this date, and really just allowed it to unfold. And I think that's also a gift in that, because mm-hmm. then it just becomes what it's destined to become without us with a sense of control, because don't really have full control, really. But yeah, it's like, it's also, I think, been a great lesson in letting go and trusting.
So good. I feel like I'm going to stop you there, because our other episode we need to do is all about the art of resisting.
Oh, yeah.
Which we can do soon.
Yeah. On that note.
But yeah, I mean, anything else that you want to share in regards to this? Because, I mean, ultimately, like, we want to inspire you guys to keep going after your ideas.
Yeah.
And write down who you're becoming.
Mm-hmm.
As you follow the idea, as mm-hmm. you learn more information, as you think of something else, like, that is, I think, ultimately our journey here on life in mm-hmm. this lifetime, is to really become and continue becoming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And knowing that you're whole, of course, in that process, because you are ultimately whole no matter what you do. You're perfect as you are.
Yeah, and I do love what Jen said. Like, if you take away the money, like, if you take away the structure, the money, like, the perceived riches or treasures or whatever you want to call them, like, that you're getting when you're putting in the effort and you just move from a place of creation or a place of desire, I think it will shift, one, what you realize you're capable of, and two, like, it'll take so much pressure off. Like, for me in jewelry, I love making engagement rings. Like, I just love knowing that I'm a part of someone's love story. Like, that's so epic. I love love. I think that's the greatest ultimate gift, you know? And is it nice to be paid for that? 100%. But, like, that's not what drives me. Like, if I had all the funds in the world, I'd be slinging rings for free, you know? Like, I just think it's so beautiful. It's amazing. And so I think that also, like, having that deeper why takes away the pressure of money or anything, and just – I mean, we don't get up in the morning for money. We get up in the morning because we want to express.
Which ultimately comes down to expressing yourself in the world, because that's what we're here for, to live fully expressed. Because, I mean, who are you when you're not expressing yourself?
Yeah. A shell.
A shell.
A shell of you.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for tuning into our hot new unstructured series.
Leave us a comment.
Yeah, leave us
a comment. Give us some feedback.
Tell us what you like, what you don't like.
Share your ideas.
Come follow us on Instagram if you don't. Or if you're in YouTube, hi, YouTube, because we're finally doing YouTube, which is so fun. All right, well, have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways, as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.